Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, everyone. Welcome to D-Time. Today's episode is having a childlike heart or a childlike heart. And really cool this episode because I get to sit down with my son, David Jackson. It's debatable on whether he's a junior or third. I don't know what the official rules are. If anyone knows, please tell me. But my grandfather's name was David William Jackson. My dad's name is David William Jackson. My name is David Stephen Anthony Jackson. And his name is David Yuri Jackson. So decide for yourself on, you know, what that means. But I sat down with him and talked with him just about things that are important to them. I think it's pretty cool to sit down with kids because they have just a simplified view on life. And, you know, as we get older, things get more complicated, you know, understandably. But in a lot of ways, you know, it's important to have a childlike heart. You know, the Bible talks about it a lot. And, you know, one of the things that I love about being a parent is just being able to interact with my kids and just ask them random questions. I know in their mind, they're probably annoyed, but I just like hearing their thoughts and viewpoints on life. Sometimes it's blunt and just funny. Other times, you know, they're oddly poignant. You know, they have some really interesting takes on life. And so I thought it'd be cool to just sit down with him and hear his thoughts on life, what his favorite things are, what he likes about being a kid. And it's pretty cool. So I guess the thing that I would want to share with those listening is it's important to have a childlike heart. I think, you know, for those parents out there to really cherish the moments we have with our kids and the conversations we have. And they're a physical reminder of the heart that we need to have as adults. And, you know, sadly, you know, we lose that as we grow up, you know, through different situations. But there are those reminders of how important it is to simplify certain parts of your life. So if you're feeling stressed out, if you're, you know, just wondering about life, I hope this chat, you know, helps you just to remember that, you know, life is tough, but, you know, we have to have a healthy mindset. And sometimes, a lot of times, having the heart of a child is what we need. And so I hope this helps you. If you're feeling challenged about life or having a childlike heart, just send your thoughts, you know, in the comment section. Send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com and let me know your thoughts. Another thing I thought I'd throw out there is, you know, what are some things that for the parents out there, what are some things, or not actually, even if you don't have kids, you know, we've all had conversation with kids, either they're our nephews, nieces, brothers or sisters, or just random kids that we babysit or come across. But what's the craziest thing, or not the craziest, what's the most poignant or thing that kind of made you take a step back when you've had a conversation with a child? And share those in the comment section. Send us an email. It'd be cool to see the different things, you know, the darndest things that kids say, or whatever the name of that title of that show is. But it'll be interesting to see what comes back. But so stay tuned for part two, where I sit down with my son David and talk with him about having a childlike heart. Peace. Okay, I'm here talking to a very, very special guest, David Jackson, my son. David, how are you doing today?
Good.
How old are you?
9.
9 years old?
Yeah.
And where do you go to school?
Lorehurst Elementary School.
Lorehurst Elementary School. Who's your teacher?
Miss Sullivan.
Ms. Sullivan, you like your teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, David, what do you like the most about school?
I'm in a pretty high grade.
You're in pretty high grade? Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No.
No. What don't you like about school?
Not that much.
You don't like that much? Who's one of your friends?
Dylan Pohl.
Dylan Pohl? Yeah. Why is he one of your friends?
Because I knew him since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten? Yeah. What do you think the best thing about being a kid is?
That you play video games.
Video game? What's your favorite video game?
Roblox.
Now, why do you like Roblox so much?
Because it has like a bunch of games in all in one app.
All in one app, yeah? What kind of games?
Like simulation, building, tycoons.
Yeah. What's your favorite game?
I don't know yet.
You don't know
I
yet?
I like a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
What's the thing, so we're almost at the end of 2019, right? The year is almost over. What's your one of your favorite memories from this past year?
That I had, I don't know really.
Yeah. What's one? It does not have to be your favorite, but what maybe what's one fun thing you did this year?
That I have a really nice third grade teacher.
You have a really nice third grade teacher. All right. Anything else this year that was really fun?
No.
No, that was it. Just your teacher. Yeah. Awesome. So, the title of this episode is, you know, the great thing about being a kid. So, if you could say one thing or maybe two things, what are two things that are great about being a kid?
Is that you're small.
You're small. Yeah, what else?
That you have always get good parents.
You always get good parents? You like your parents?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Anything else that's great about being a kid?
That you also... No, actually no.
Yeah. Alright. What are you most looking forward to next year?
That there's a new president election.
There's a new president election? Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because the president right now is not good.
It's not good? Why is he not good?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just heard that.
Just heard that. Oh, okay. So there's a new election next year. Okay, so if there's one place that you could travel to, where would you want to travel to? What would you want to do?
Probably like somewhere like Alaska.
Alaska, Florida? Why those two?
Because they're pretty far.
Pretty far?
Yeah, and I like far places.
You like far places? Yeah. That's cool. What would you want to do there?
I don't know. But I never been there.
Never been there? Nice. Awesome. Well, David, thanks for joining me, man. I'm going to ask you one last question, okay? This would be a good one. So what's the best piece of advice that someone has given you, or what's some advice that you give to other kids out there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You get, no advice?
No. I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for chatting with me. It'll be fun to see who people that listen to it and see what they think. You ready to play some Roblox?
Sure.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.